Hey, you fans, welcome inside the Eagles Nest and to the Inner Circle. Sitting down today with head coach Jason Borelli, live from his new office here in the Meltzer Center. We are in the Meltzer Center officially. That is the headline of this week. We're opening it up for competition this Friday with an EIWA duel against LIU. It's a very exciting week for the program. Coach, how does that all sound?
It all sounds great. Yeah, it's good to be in here. The new wrestling room, running practices with so much more space and just everything. You know, you walk in and you feel like it was well worth the wait when you come to work every day. So we're excited, looking forward to Friday, and just have a lot going on with it being Alumni Day. We're hosting a free kids clinic before the duel, so a really exciting time, and hope all of our fans will come on out and see what all the excitement's about.
Yeah, 10-month building project, been a long time coming, but it's been incredible how quickly it's gone up, and we've gotten to see the project go up as it comes with several tours over here, and then you come over again, you say, oh, last time I was here, this wasn't here. So it was really cool to see it all built up together. How has it been so far? What are some of the biggest upgrades you think you've had?
Yeah, I think for us, it certainly was fun to come over here periodically. I would say I saw it toward the latter stages, the ending stage of the build, and was just blown away. And so I did my best to not come over very frequently because I wanted to see the very final product, but got roped into a lot of tours with some donors and everything. So now that we're using the space, there's a couple things that it provides for us. The biggest is efficiency of practice, you know, with probably well over doubling our mat space, our practice space, just the ability to have a better flow of practice and not have to do so many things where you kind of split the groups because of space. So that's been great, but also proximity. Everything's kind of a one-stop shop. So with the wrestling room being directly attached to the locker room, that's really great for the athletes because they can, once they make it to the locker room, it's 10 seconds to get to the wrestling area for practice. And that's been nice for that flow. I'd also say all we have to do is walk down one flight of stairs and you're in the new weight room. You're near the fueling station and the athletic training room. So just for the wrestlers, this is really outside of their academic classes, this is the only space. They're right here. You know, they're right by us. They can see us in 30 seconds. They can be in the training room in 30 seconds. They can be in the weight room in 30 seconds. And so just the overall functionality is great.
Yeah, it's really incredible in here. I got to spend some time last night. We were shooting a video for a singlet reveal, which we are debuting on Friday for the big duel, and spending some extra time in here and in the locker room, just seeing all the new upgrades is really, really special. Going into Friday, what are you most excited about? You mentioned there's a lot going on with Alumni Night, a clinic beforehand. I think it has potential to be one of the best atmospheres that we get all season.
Yeah, two things that I'm really looking forward to. Number one is seeing our alumni. You know, I think we'll have, you know, hopefully, we have a lot that have registered, so I've seen a lot of the names, but I also know how wrestlers are, so they don't always follow rules the way we want them to. So I think there's a lot of alumni that will show up that haven't officially signed up for Alumni Night. Seeing all of them, seeing their reaction and their excitement, because none of them have seen the space, and it's fun to take alumni and donors through because you watch their eyes kind of light up and they get excited, and seeing them, thanking them, because many, many of them were part of us having this new facility. So that's number one. The pep band is supposed to be there, and that excites me, right? Anytime, I think this will be maybe just the second time since I've been at AU that we've had the band at an event, and I'm really excited. So look forward to them making the arena and the atmosphere lively.
The pep band is something special to have at a wrestling meet. That will certainly add to the atmosphere. We haven't had that since I've been here. I've only ever seen it at basketball or volleyball. So it's really, really a cool thing that we're adding on Friday, and I think it's going to be a great atmosphere. It's been a while since we've last talked. We think we first talked right before the first duel of the year, so there's been a handful since then. Let's backtrack a little bit. You took the team up to Michigan for three duels and a five-day trip, so a lot of time on and off the mat for that, and you picked up a big win over Michigan State, a Big Ten school, along the way.
Yeah, it was a fun trip. You know, it happened during the break, so we were able to go to Michigan and spend a lot of time there and not feel overwhelmed by the length of the stay. You know, we got there on a Wednesday and didn't return until a Monday. And with it being winter break, I think the guys enjoyed that. They got to get out of this area, experience something new, and just focus on wrestling. And I will say, I'm from the mid-Michigan, from that area, and so while it was a homecoming for me, I really used it as an opportunity to kind of showcase one of our core values, which is family within our team. If you look on our wall, one of our six core values is family. And, you know, not just because it was family for me, but, you know, kind of want to make sure our guys recognize that anytime we get a chance to showcase where someone in our program is from, whether it be a coach or a student athlete, we should all get excited and want to take the time to like really learn about that and share those experiences, because that's how you get to know people and that's how you build deeper relationships. And so took them to my high school, took them out to my in-laws' house so they could experience that, kind of riding around on four-wheelers and shooting some skeet in the backyard and doing some things maybe some of them have never done. And I think they really all enjoyed it. So that trip was fun, and I think they'll definitely remember the wrestling and beating Michigan State and some of those things, but hopefully they remember that trip for more than just the wrestling.
I think that's definitely true. I was able to be there myself. Going to your high school is very special. The guys got a kick out of all the old photos of you. You're a celebrity at that high school. It was cool seeing the wrestling culture in the Midwest, and especially in Michigan, and going to Central Michigan too as well. On the wrestling side, Leo Maestas in the Michigan State Dual Freshman is wrestling pretty well right now. Picked up a big win. Can you speak a little bit on how his progress has been?
He's doing a great job. A true freshman, quite honestly, he's still developing into the best version of himself, but he's also still adjusting to the weight. I think he's not a big 149. He's a kid that can keep growing and can lift, and he's going to get better and better as he matures and gets physically better for the weight. Really pleased with the composure that he kept, because that match was a little bit of a wild match, and he ended up getting the pin late in the third period against a very tough opponent. And you know, he carried that into the next day. He wrestled a top 33 nationally ranked kid from Central Michigan and had a barn burner. Now, he fell short in that match, but I think we all who watched that, and himself included, think that he out-wrestled the kid and just came out a little bit short. And I think he knew that, and that's also helped him going into that Southern Scuffle tournament, and it helped him this past weekend against Lehigh. So he's just starting to hit his stride, and I'm excited about it.
You mentioned the Southern Scuffles. That was the next thing I wanted to talk about. Five placers from that tournament, the most that this program has had, and it's one of the biggest tournaments in the country that happens this time of year every year, and it's really a big one. You got a lot of good showings. Caleb Campos finishes second, and then you get four other guys that end up on the podium.
Great weekend for us all around. I think that tournament has been up and down. It was really strong years ago. It took a little bit of a dip, and now it's kind of resurged, and this year was a really strong event. And to have five guys place, but the way, right, 8 to 9 nationally ranked wins. I think depending on the rankings you look at, we had 8, and you could argue a 9th nationally ranked win over the weekend for our guys, and that's huge, because those wins will help put you in position for at-large bids down the road if you fall short in your conference qualifier. And so really excited about that. I think that of those 8/9 nationally ranked wins, some of them, you know, a lot of them were top 15. You know, Max Leet had top 15 win, and so just looking at the magnitude of those wins, you know, they're not all 32 to 30. You know, that. I guess 30, 31, 32, 33 wins. They were guys that are established in the national rankings, and that helps even more. And so just really, really pleased with where we're going, the effort at which we're wrestling, the grit and the toughness, and just, you know, that our young guys are developing. It's fun to watch.
I believe that the biggest one was against the 15th ranked kid from Cornell, Tyler Ferrara, that Max Leet took him down, and he's really hit his stride as well. And then if Caleb finished in second, and Caleb's up a weight class this year, and it's been cool to see him adjust to that. He's gotten bigger and stronger. As you said, he likes to lift weights and he likes to eat. How has he been to watch this year?
Well, he certainly loves to eat, and he certainly likes lifting. So this new weight class has been great for him. You know, Caleb is, you know, a kid who the sky's kind of the limit if he gets out of his own way. And when I say that, I just mean mentally. You know, a kid like him wasn't highly recruited, and he's had to work really hard. But while his work ethic is great and his skills are strong, in the back of your mind, you sometimes probably confidence is biggest prohibitor. You know, do you walk on the mat with the ultimate confidence that you believe you can win the wrestling match, and you should win the wrestling match based on your preparation? And so I think his big thing is continuing to take the jump mentally. So it's not necessarily a physical thing. It's not a skill thing. It's just does he walk out there and expect to win and believe he belongs with the top names in his weight class? And as he continues to gain confidence there, he's going to keep jumping levels. And we've seen that. So I guess what I'm saying is we've worked hard on making him believe in himself that when he walks out there, he belongs there. And that's kind of the biggest thing when you talk about the top eight guys maybe versus the 10 through 33 at a weight class, is the guys at the very top, they have ultimate belief in themselves when they walk out there. And once him and all the guys on our team get to that point, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
And you mentioned how those wins in open tournaments will help you later on. And speaking of later on, we'll definitely talk about this more as we get closer to March. But we are hosting EIWAs this year, and that's another advantage of having the Meltzer Center here. Of course, all the mats will be in Bender Arena, but we will certainly be using this space to help accommodate everybody. It's a really exciting thing for the program, and it's really exciting to have our wrestlers wrestle at home for the biggest tournament of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. You hope that we continue to create a situation where home court, home field, home mat advantage is a real thing. And sleeping in your own bed and having your fans and not having to travel should be a positive in your favor, and we're looking forward to taking advantage of that. So really excited that we're able to pull it off. Obviously, this new facility will help from a warm-up space perspective, from team space and just everything, weigh-ins, all the things we'll be able to do in here. But yes, we will be in Bender, and I'm excited about that as well. We love Bender Arena and look forward to getting back in there. I think moving forward, for the majority of the time I remain at AU, I think most of our duels will be in the new Meltzer Center. But so it's kind of neat to think we get a chance to go back over to Bender, because we want to not forget about the space where we competed for so many years, and looking forward to that, and just looking forward to showcasing our university and our athletic department's enthusiasm for wrestling.
I'm excited to encourage people to get tickets for this Friday's duel. You can go to AUEagles.com/tickets. It's going to be one of the best atmospheres I think we'll have all season. There's nothing like opening a new place. So if you can make it at 7 p.m. against LIU in an EIWA duel, it's only the second one of the season, so a couple more home meets ahead of that. Great if you can come add to the atmosphere and help our boys get a couple wins. Coach, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
AU fans, if you can't make the match, you can support the Eagles no matter where you are by taking the AU Wrestling Victory Pledge. Pledge $10 for every individual match won by an AU wrestler at home during the 2025-26 season to directly contribute to the program. For more information, head to AUEagles.com. Thank you, and go Eagles!